is no longer a debate in Uganda. We don't recognize homosexuality as a human right here.
The anti-homosexuality bill, which was tabled in parliament, proposes life imprisonment for gay activity and death for aggravated homosexuality.
Call Me Kuchu is a film about the Ugandan lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender, or LGBT, community. It's a first feature film by 28-year-olds Catherine Fairfax Wright and Malika Zuhali Worrell.
This is the first feature film that we've worked on in this capacity. I've worked on others, you know, as producer, as associate producer, etc., but not as co-director, editor, and shooter.
DP, what's that?
Oh, K2 is the director of photography. So not just a shooter.
In Uganda, members of the LGBT community call themselves Kuchu. So Katie and Malika decided to title the documentary Call Me Kuchu. Malika is British. She learned about the Kuchu community while working as a print and video journalist.
We heard about a transgender activist from Uganda called Victor Mukasa, who sued the Ugandan Attorney General for police harassment and won in a Ugandan court back in 2008. We were just intrigued to learn about that, while on the one hand the LGBT community were being persecuted by the government, on the other hand the judiciary was independent enough to recognise that even LGBT people deserve basic constitutional rights.
I'm the very first gay man to be open in Uganda. I'm a teacher by profession. I went to one of the best schools, and here I am.
That's David Kato. He's a protagonist of Call Me Kuchu.
And David especially understood the power of media to help relay their message, and especially the power of international media to kind of get their stories out there. And often in Uganda, the way to get the local media to write about an issue is to get it reported on CNN, for example, because then the local media can actually report on what CNN's reporting. If the local media reports on it directly, they're putting themselves more at risk.
Yesterday, gay rights activist David Kato Chisule was attacked at his home by unknown assailants.
David Kato was murdered in January 2011. LGBT and human rights activists have attributed the murder to his sexuality. But gays continue to be persecuted in Uganda. In September, British theatre producer David Cecil was arrested for putting on a play about a gay man. Though he was later released, he faces up to 2 years imprisonment for allegedly promoting homosexuality. The same could happen to Malika and Katie if Call Me Kuchu is screened publicly in Uganda.
We're certainly not going to push for it to be screened in any capacity that the Kuchu community isn't comfortable with. You know, but if they are and they really feel the need for it to be screened and the need for our presence or whatever, then, you know, we'll just go along with it as much as seems sensible.
Call Me Kuchu has been shown within the LGBT community in Uganda. In August, up to a dozen people were detained by the police at the country's first gay pride event. Still, Katie and Malika are working on getting the film shown in Uganda and other African countries. Here in Germany, people can watch it at cinemas until December. So what do people here think are the similarities and differences between the LGBT community here and the one in the film?
The film actually shows how much different is the perception of lesbian and gay people in Africa.
Here you can move more or less in freedom.
The parties are sometimes a little bit similar, but the rights are very different.
The partying and the strength and the feeling of being gay and lesbian.
50 years ago it was not so different to the situation in Uganda, and I think we should be careful to judge other countries or African society.
In the documentary, the filmmakers were trying to show the lives of the Ugandan LGBT community, Katie says.
Going beyond that narrative of victimization that was so omnipresent in the media, especially at least in the Western media, regarding this issue was really important to us. And, you know, that's kind of what we had thought we might find and what we had hoped to find. But, you know, it really did end up being what we saw to be the case, which was that, you know, this is a story of a people who are really putting their all into changing the situation before them.
Call Me Kuchu goes behind the headlines to show the different aspects of the Ugandan LGBT community. And even though their lives are marked by the struggle against discrimination, we see that friendship, family, and religion, things that matter to other people too, are also just as important in their lives. Chipona Chimbelu for DW in Bonn.